Happy Easter to everyone. It's lovely to see you here. And thanks very much. And well done. I think most people got the headphones, got the quiz. That was about hearing. Everything else is about seeing. And that's what we're thinking about today. It's all about seeing. And we're going to watch a little video. It might be a tearjerker. I hope not. But it is very cute. Watch this video, which is all about seeing.
Finally tonight, a magical moment for one baby boy whose life suddenly changed when a pair of eyeglasses was placed on his little face. Before that, everything was fuzzy, but now those bright eyes are taking in a whole new world. ABC's John Donvan with the story tonight.
Okay, we're just going to show it to you, so watch this. Watch the expression on this baby's face. His name is Leo. He's 4 months, and this smile... And here's why it means so much to his mom and dad. Before that moment, Leo, who has a rare disorder affecting his vision, had never had a good, clear look at the world.
Most of what he's been able to see up until getting the glasses was extremely fuzzy or completely out of focus.
Yep, everything, even up close things, like his dad's beard.
He'd look at him or get close to his face and instantly put his hands towards his cheeks, maybe to identify if it's dad or if it's mom.
So the glasses were there to fix that. And the video, it shows the moment he first puts them on and first looks straight into his mother's face. And there's that hesitation, and then there it is. Obviously, Leo likes what he sees.
That smile was something that was so different. Yeah, it was just remarkable.
Yes, it was remarkable. So here's one last look at this first look. John Donvan, ABC News, Washington.
There we go, pretty cute, right? And it was all about seeing. The little baby, it was all fuzzy, down in the dumps, couldn't see anything. And then the game-changing moment. He got his glasses. He could see his mum for the first time. And it was pure delight in his little grin. Wasn't it amazing? So seeing for that little baby was a total game changer. And the true story of the very first Easter that we have in John's Gospel, that you should have been given as he came in, that is also all about seeing, and it's also a total game changer. Game changer for the people then, and a game changer for us today. Now, you're going to get involved in the story, so if you'd like to pick up your little John's Gospels, turn to page 50. I would start at the back. It's only a couple of pages from the back cover. And we're going to be reading some bits. But on the screen behind me, you'll see a little slide. So every time I read a bit from the Bible, and I say either see, or saw, or look, or looked, or looking, anything that's kind of seeing related, I want you to shout back at me, game changer. Okay, we're going to give that a go. See. Great. Okay, we can get more enthusiastic as it goes along. It will happen quite a lot of times, so pay attention to spot those different times we say saw, see, or look, looked. Well done. So when we do that, from when I read out little bits of the Bible, if we do that every time I say it, we'll be here a long time. So when I read out a little passage, you shout that back at me. But it's been Good Friday a couple of days ago. That day has been and gone. Jesus really did die on the cross. He was dead. He was taken off his cross. His body was put into a tomb. And a huge stone, you might see one behind me, was rolled in front of the entrance of the tomb. And there was a soldier that was there guarding the entrance of the tomb. No one in and no one out. And then suddenly, well, nothing happens, right? You get Saturday, and it's all silent, and nothing really happens. And then we read page 50 of John's Gospel, verse 1 of chapter 20. And we're gonna see a few different scenes. So this is scene 1, really. Remember what you've got to say. So that first sentence. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw. Okay, we're going to warm up. So, Mary, that's who we meet first. She's down in the dumps. She's devastated. She is distraught. Right, Mary goes to the tomb really early. It's still dark outside, but it's also dark inside, in her own heart. She's feeling like that baby without his glasses. It's all fuzzy down in the dumps, and she needs this kind of game changer of a moment. Verse 1, I keep reading. The stone had been removed from the entrance, so she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They've taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they've put him." She's down in the dumps. And so, what does Mary see at the tomb? And could it be a total game changer? Well, first of all, she sees the stone has been rolled away from the entrance of the tomb. And she sees that there's no Jesus in the tomb. Stone rolled away, and no Jesus. So Mary saw no Jesus. And so we're thinking to ourselves, is this it? Is this the game changer, the total game changer for her? Well, it might be, but we need to find out a bit more. And so we go to scene 2 and to the disciples, Jesus' 12 closest mates. What do they see? Let's find out. Verse 3. So Peter and the other disciples started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. So it's Easter morning, and there's a race. Now, it's not a race for an Easter egg hunt. We're not running around trying to find that, Peter and John, this other disciple. No, they're in a race to get to the tomb first. They want to find out what Mary's told them. And so they get there, Peter, and then John. And what do they see? Verse 5, that's John, he bent over and he looked in. He looked in. Well done, well done. He looked into the tomb at the strips of linen that were lying there, but did not go in. But that's John. How about Peter? Well, then Simon Peter came along behind him, and he went straight into the tomb. Just like that. And he saw strips of linen that were lying there, but there was no body, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. Finally, the other disciple, remember that's John, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. So they see, number one, a tomb, and no Jesus in it. And they also find the strips of linen that were wrapped around Jesus, but there's no body there. And John believed. And so we're thinking, is this the game changer? Well, maybe, but we're not quite sure. Let's find out a bit more. Because we go back to Mary, scene 3 now, back with Mary. Verse 11. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. Poor Mary. She's down in the dumps, devastated and distraught still. She's like the baby without his glasses still. And what does Mary see next? Well, verse 11, as she wept, she bent over to look. Hey, well done. Look into the tomb and saw two angels seated in white where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. So she sees two angels in. Oh, there we go. Maybe. There we go, in dazzling, sort of, dazzling light. Two angels. And they ask Mary, verse 13, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They've taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they've put him." Again, Mary's down in the dumps. She needs a total game changer. She needs to see. Verse 14, at this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there. Surely this is it. She saw Jesus. Surely this is going to be the game-changing moment. Verse 14, but she did not realize it was Jesus. It's a little bit like this party popper. Looks good. Party popper, right? Are you ready? Are you ready? Oh, what? It looked good, but it wasn't everything. Where's the streamers going all over your heads? It looked good, but it wasn't everything, was it? And Mary, well, she saw Jesus. She was oh so close. It looked great, but it wasn't everything. It wasn't that game-changing moment for Mary. Verse 15, Jesus asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you have put him and I'll get him." "Oh, Mary, don't you recognize him?" And no, she doesn't. She doesn't see who Jesus is. She's still down in the dumps. It's all still fuzzy. She's missed this kind of total game changer of a moment. Then, have a look at verse 16. Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned towards him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. So this game-changing moment has arrived. Forget the little party popper. It's more like this. A total game changer of a moment. How amazing is that? Right? It's much better than the party popper. It looked good, but it didn't deliver. This really did deliver. Look at the kids. So Mary, we're thinking about Mary. Remember, she was down in the dump. She couldn't see. And now she hears her name. She turns around and hears Jesus talking to her. And she sees Jesus. She really sees Jesus with her own eyes. This is a historical event, a historical account. It's like the baby. The moment he gets those glasses on, that massive smile. Mary sees Jesus alive. He really is alive. It was a total game changer for Mary. And it happened 2,000 years ago to her. And it is still a total game changer of a moment for us today, 2,000 years later. And every year in between, it has been a total game changer of a moment. The day, the moment that Jesus rose from the dead. He really did. He really died. He really rose again. And he really appeared first to Mary. And then, as we read at the beginning of our service, to all those disciples. That really was a game changer of a moment. And it is still the same today. Now, kids, I'm a little bit down in the dumps. I don't know if you can help me out. Look, here's my bowl. And at the beginning of the morning, I don't know if you've opened any Easter eggs. Beginning of morning, I had a bowl that was full of Easter eggs. And now, you can hear it rattling. Just one. I know, thanks very much. Oh dear, indeed. I'm pretty sad about it. But I was wondering if you're going to help me out. Do you think, kids, you might be able to have a look around the church and maybe someone scattered them. Maybe someone's played a nasty trick. Oh, maybe it was Adam. I don't know. But why don't you have a look and see if you can pick up two eggs each. Have a little look. See if you can find two. And when you can, help each other out and then come to the front with your eggs. All right. Has everyone got two? We've got quite a few up here. If you're still looking for them, raise a hand. Everyone got two? Got two. Little one's got two. Big one's got two.
I've got two.
I think we got two over here. Wonderful. Is that every? Oh, someone's coming down. Has she got two? Got two. Wonderful, wonderful. Guys, thank you so much for helping me, because I'm now not down in the dumps anymore, because you saw the eggs. It's changed everything for me. So thank you very much. And now I think, shall I keep them all for myself for after lunch?
No.
No? Would you like to have them? Well, why don't you go and take your seats and enjoy your eggs? Well done. You go and enjoy those and just take a seat and enjoy those for a few minutes. And I'm going to talk to everyone just for a few more minutes, and especially parents, while your children enjoy their eggs. We thought about Mary. She was absolutely devastated, wasn't she, when she got to that tomb. And then she saw Jesus, and it changed absolutely everything for her. It really did. But the elephant in the room, I think there might be, is Why was it a game changer? Why did it change everything for Mary? And you said it changed everything for me today, 2,000 years later. Really? Can it really make such a difference today? That might be what you're thinking as you come here on Easter morning. Well, if you've still got your little John's Gospels open on page 50, then have a look at the little 17, verse 17, because verse 17 amazingly gives us three massive reasons why Jesus coming alive again, rising, his resurrection, is still game-changing today. Why it still changes everything. And number one, life forever is game-changing. Life forever is game-changing. Verse 17, Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father." So this is Jesus, God the Son, says, "I'm not staying here on earth. Don't hold on to me. My journey's not finished. I've risen again, but I'm carrying on. I'm going in 40 days' time back home to heaven, back to my Father God in heaven. I'm going to ascend to heaven." You see, Jesus is saying, "I beat death. I beat sin. I've conquered it. I've conquered it by rising again. And I now have new life. I've risen again. I've got new life. Life that starts now, as he rose again, and life that continues on forever in heaven with God, his Father, and God, the Holy Spirit." And it's a game-changing moment. It changes everything, because that is what Jesus offers me and you today. The same life, new life that starts now, because he rose again. We'll follow what he's done. We'll follow his journey. And he too said he's going to ascend to heaven, back to be with his Father, God in heaven. And he says, offers the same thing for us. New life today, and new life that carries on forever. Life forever with God in heaven. So life forever, it really is game-changing. It changes everything. Number two, Jesus says forgiveness is game-changing. Forgiveness. Jesus says, verse 17, keep reading. He says, "Go instead to my brothers." Go instead to my brothers. Now, we'll backtrack a little bit. Back to the Thursday and the Friday before the Sunday, Jesus was let down. Jesus was betrayed. Jesus was rejected, all by his closest friends, his 12 closest friends. He's been rejected, let down by them. Just hours before he went to the cross, they turned their backs on him. And speaking about those 12 people, Jesus says, calls them my brothers. My brothers. It's amazing. That at the cross, Jesus forgives them for the ways that they turned their back on him. And so no longer sort of enemies or outcasts, but now his friends, or even better, his brothers. And that is what Jesus offers us too. He offers us forgiveness. Forgiveness of our sin. Forgiveness of turning our backs on him, of saying no to Jesus, no to God, that we all do. It's true of us all. Jesus says, if you come to me, I'll forgive you. Like I forgave my disciples, I'll forgive you. Instead of enemies, friends, even better, brothers, sisters. It's true of us all that we sin like that we deserve punishment for that. But Jesus on the cross offers each of us today forgiveness of all of that. So the question is, do you know that forgiveness? Do you know that life forever? Because that forgiveness and that life forever is game-changing. But thirdly, as we close, being in God's family is game-changing as well. Being in God's family. Jesus says, verse 17, "Tell them, I'm ascending to the Father and your Father, to my God and your God." So Jesus is God the Son, and so he knows God the Father as his Father, by nature, as Father and Son, that relationship. But what Jesus is saying he knows by just nature, he's saying you can know by adoption, by being brought in to God's family. You can know being part of God's family. God can be your father, and God can be your God, just like he is Jesus's. You can be a child of God, not someone out there, not an enemy far off, but brought near. You can know that closeness, that intimacy that Jesus, God the Son, and God the Father know. We're brought into that same closeness, intimacy, friendship, family. And so, three game changers, I think, just from that verse, that only come through the events of Easter, through the cross that really happened, through the resurrection that really happened. And it is by putting our trust in those events and in that one man, Jesus Christ, that it changes everything. It's a total game changer for us. And it's those events that we're going to remember in a moment as we share the Lord's Supper, the bread and the wine, thinking about his death and his resurrection that changes everything. And if you're a regular here, then this Easter, this next week, enjoy those events again. How wonderful it is that Jesus rose again. But if you're a guest here, it is those events, Friday and the Sunday, that Christianity is all about. And we here at Christ Church, we're all about these events too. So we'd love to invite you to come and find out more if you'd like. We run a course called the Hope Course, which goes through these big events of Easter and shows how they change absolutely everything. And there it is on the screen behind me. So come and find out more. And as we close, the last thing to say is remember Mary. Down in the dumps, she saw Jesus. It changed everything. Look at verse 18. Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord." Well done. Well done. I forgot that one. Let's try that one again. I have seen the Lord. Let me pray. Father in heaven, we thank you so much that Mary saw those game-changing events with her own eyes, that that's recorded for us, that Jesus' death really happened. Jesus really did rise again, and it changes absolutely everything. And we pray in whatever way for us sitting here today that it would change everything for us. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.